T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's head down to where all the action is at the Broadway Market, one of the epicenters for Dingus Day, and Bernadette Pavlok joining us live. Bernadette, today has to be exciting for you.
Oh, it certainly is. This is our Christmas. It's Dingus Day, and we are celebrating already.
This is such a uniquely Buffalo celebration, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it is the biggest Dingus Day party in the world, not just in the U.S., in the world. In Poland, they do celebrate today, but they are not doing what we're doing. They're not having a parade with hundreds and hundreds of people. They're not having multiple polka tents and food trucks everywhere. They're just kind of squirting and using their pussy willows.
Yeah, well, they're doing all that, and there's a whole lot of people. I think if you've never been to Dingus Day and then you go down to the east side, I think people are shocked to see how many people there are.
Oh, it certainly are. This has just grown and grown and grown. Last year, the police estimated the crowd at 60,000. So, yes, you will not be alone if you come down. So get down here early, have a good time all afternoon walking around, and then stay till 5 o'clock when the parade kicks off.
You know, this is only the 13th year for the parade. It seems like it's been going on forever, but it gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it? Each year.
Well, it does. And it started out as this little ragtag group of people not knowing what we were going to get. And once it caught on, like big time within 3 years. And every year, more and more and more people want to be a part of it. And they're not all Polish. And they are just into the excitement and the fun and the tradition that the Polish people celebrate today.
What are some of the traditions? What's like on the Dingus Day must-do list?
Well, of course, you can stop at the Broadway Market at noon for kielbasa, for the kielbasa contest, and then walking around the whole east side on Dingus Day is a must. You've got the Corpus Christi with family-friendly activities starting at noon. You've got St. Stan's. You've got Pussy Willow Park. Everybody's going to have music. There will be food everywhere. You got to have your pussy willows, you got to have your squirt gun, you have to have your red and white. And if you have all that, you are going to have the time of your life.
You know, some people say this is just a big drinking party, but there's really a lot of culture involved here throughout the day, isn't there?
Of course, the basis of the whole event is culture. That's what it was. It was intended to be a celebration of the end of Lent and the spring season, the birth of the Lord happening. The rising of the Lord on Easter Sunday, and the pussy willows and the spring festivities happening the next day. And this is what it started as, and it's just gone into a very big family-friendly fun time. And don't get me wrong, there are certain sections that you're going to have a little more adult entertainment, but you're going to have children all along the parade route, especially around the Broadway Market or along Fillmore. There will be candy and beads and other eccentric things that are going to be tossed to the crowd. So don't think of it as only drinking.
Oh, yeah. It's the best of both worlds. But I do think, though, that in Buffalo on Dingus Day, there's more Polish beer consumed around Western New York than there might be in Poland itself.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. Between the Polish beer and the Krupnik, yes, you are right.
What is the story of the Krupnik?
Well, the Krupnik is the traditional honey liqueur from Poland. But luckily, we have a couple local distributors now that are making it in Buffalo. And I understand, I have not tried it, but I understand it's very good. So you have to try it. It's honey liqueur, and it's great on a cold day or just to have a little sip to warm you up.
I can vouch. It is very good. They do a great job here in Buffalo. They know how to make their Krupnik well. Okay, so you have the parade, the kielbasa eating contest you mentioned. And it's also a great, you were kind of touching on it earlier, it's a great time to maybe walk around, see the east side, and explore a part of Buffalo that you really don't get to see that much.
Exactly, exactly. And if you get here while the parade is lining up, the lineup is on Sears and on Plater and on Clark Street. And if you walk up and down the streets where everyone is lining up for the parade, it's like a giant tailgate party in red and white. I mean, everyone is there early, decorating their floats, having a cookout. I mean, it's really something that awesome to see. Stop in and see some of the churches. See some of the things that normally you wouldn't be able to do on a weekday. So, yeah, it's a great time to do it.
How many entries do you have in the parade today?
Well, officially I have probably about 120. However, an entry can be anything from a single individual to a couple hundred people with multiple vehicles. So it's hard to put a number on it, because some groups come with 3 and 4 vehicles, a couple hundred people walking alongside. So but I have to tell you, it is eclectic.
Is this the biggest ever for the parade?
Well, as far as I can tell, and I do the lineup, yes.
Yeah. Where, if you had to rank Dingus Day amongst all your holidays, where is it? Top five? Is it your number one?
Well, for Polish people, it's number one, of course. Of course. There's nothing like this. Definitely. This is our Christmas. Better than Christmas.
I might have to agree. Well, Bernadette, I've got my Dingus Day shirt on. I'm ready to go as soon as we leave here. I've taken your advice. Tomorrow morning, no work for me.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, I hope you come and see me. I will be, everybody stop over and see me in the circle in front of the terminal. And if you decide it's a nice day and you want to still decorate your car and you want to be part of the parade, just come and see me and I will let you in.
Oh, that's man, great. I might have to take you up on that offer. All right.
Yes.
Have a lot of fun today, Bernadette.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Dingus Day.
All right, Bernadette Pavlok joining us on Dingus Day. She helps make the whole thing possible. It's turned into such an awesome event.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.